Hi, this is I Allegedly. Welcome back. I'm Dan. Got a good one for you today because I have something that is completely unheard of, that has never happened before. And that is a car that is zero down and free, no payments. Hello. Please hit the like button. Please subscribe to the channel. Today, we have a sponsor, Ultra Air Heater, and let's get right into it. Fiat is a car manufacturer that's been around since the dawn of time. They ran into problems here in the States with their emissions. So what did they do? They developed an EV car. What do? You sell it in certain states like California, Colorado, and states like that that have, really high emission problems. These guys were fined for their, high emissions on their cars. Now, those little sports cars were cute and everybody liked to drive them. But then they came up with a replica of an old Fiat car. Remember the old box cars? I had a friend of mine in high school that had one of those things. Well, they came up with a model similar to that, and it was the Fiat 500. Well, that little car went by the way of the dodo bird in, 2019, and they got rid of it. So what did they do? They brought back an EV car and discontinued it, after sales for a while, and then recently, last year, brought it back to solve their problem with the emissions. So now, think about this, guys. You can get one of these cars for what they're calling nothing down and $0 a month. It is a lease that you have to put a payment down on the car, which is to secure the lease, which is $1,297. And then when you turn the car back in, there is a residual payment of $395. But for 27 months, you have no car payment, 0% interest. You can drive it all you want. They say that the base price of the car is $32,000. That is crazy, guys. So turn the car back in. The car's worth $17,000 at that point. So you know what the depreciation is. And you can buy the car at the end of 27 months outright if you want. That's an amazing deal. Basically, you get one of those cars for $20,000, guys, is what this works out to. Now, this is unbelievable, guys. I posted about a year and a half ago, I posted a lease that was $149 a month for this car, and people flocked to it. This is a dealership called Larry H. Miller in Colorado. Larry H. Miller, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, Fiat is how you pronounce the dealership. Now, I'm not advertising the dealership. What I'm advertising is the complete desperation of the auto industry. This industry is completely broken. When you have places that are selling cars for nothing, nothing at all. Now, it's a lease payment. So you get 27 months. You can only have 10,000 miles a year is what it works out to. So you can do the math and all that. But guys, this is unbelievable. This shows you the complete desperation, and they want to unload these cars. Now, the car itself, I looked at the car at one point. Ah, it'd be kind of a cute car. Then I had this, fear of getting ran into by somebody and what it would be like to be squished by, like a bug, and that kind of turned me off on that car. Now, my accountant, he got one of these cars for his wife, and I'm like, really, do you like this thing? Oh, Dan, she drives, it's 15 miles up and back. They live 7.5 miles from the office. It was 15 miles a day. The range in the car is 120 to 150 miles because it's a plug-in EV car. Now, as a second car for, a total of $1,700, you cannot get a new car like this for this cheap. It just doesn't exist, guys. Now, you couldn't drive to Las Vegas because you'd have to stop twice. You could do it, but that just sounds like hell, stopping twice. So unbelievable that they're giving away this car. So the story's below. You can read all about it. But again, if you are leasing a car, you take a deal like this to the dealership and say, match this. This is what I want. Oh, we can't do this. What this is based on is all the incentives, all the national incentives that they have that are available today that are going to be discontinued for some of these cars. And you're going to have the EV discounts, a $7,500 discount, and all that stuff gets thrown into the dealership. You don't get it back. and you get a car for nothing down, $0 a month. That is unbelievable. I'm telling you guys, I would buy a go-kart like this. If I could get this car, I would buy this because the payoff on the car is the $17,000 for the car. So you're getting a $32,000 car that you're going to, you got to pay tax and all that stuff up front. That's not free. You have to pay your sales tax. So don't sit there and write me and say, oh, there is a down payment. No, there's a fee, guys. There's a fee that you'd have with your state for Colorado's, you know, DMV and the sales tax and that shenanigans has to be paid up front. But you can go get a free car. This is unbelievable, guys. This is absolutely unheard of. And this goes to the state of the auto industry. Now, will the EV cars go by way of the dodo bird? Who knows? I mean, I'm getting a kick out of all the robo-taxis and all the different things that are being dismissed and canceled and programs gone, you know, around the country. And when you think about a company like General Motors that spent $10 billion on, you know, driverless taxis, and they're just going to abandon that, that's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. When you think about cars like the Fiat, and I had no idea that they had such emissions problems. And Sergio Marchionne, the CEO, he came up with, this is a great way to sell cars, because what they do is they take the total number of cars that you sold, divide it by whatever, and that's your emissions. So if you're selling a zero emission car, you can sell, you know, the cars that just spew smoke all over the place. That's their thinking, and it worked. It got them out of hot water. So that's why you could get cars, and the cheapest I've ever seen this car was $69 a month. And my accountant, when he got it for $90, she got the upgraded model, Dan. It's got all the perks, bells and whistles. Oh, it's got a radio and an air conditioning unit in it? Come on, guys, it's crazy. So I'm telling you guys, $0 a month, 0%, that is just an incredible deal on an automobile. But again, take a deal like this. If you have to lease a car, you want to lease a car, go do this. But know what your payment is. And here's the thing about this. They tell you what the disposal fee is up front. So there's no, you know, I leased a car once and turned it back in. Hey, I don't like the tires. We're going to charge you $400 for that. We're going to charge you for this. Looks like the antenna's kind of muffled. We're going to charge you $50 for that. I'm like, pass. I'm not paying any of this stuff. And fought for several months, and then they waived it finally. But that's what they do. They come back with, you know, nonsense like that. So take a look at this, guys. Free car. Free. Fiat 500e. Okay? So what do you guys think? Do you think this is a good deal? I think it's incredible. Okay? But what this is a sign of the times that they have to move metal. They've got to unload these cars. That's what they have to do. You know, I have friends that swear. Let's talk about our sponsor, the Ultra Air Heater. Think about this. In your home, I'm sure you have problem areas where certain rooms get colder than others. I have a solution for you. And this small heater works so well. All you do is plug it in and it can make any cold space hot. Think about this, guys. Energy costs are about to go up 10.5%. in 2025. Not everybody wants the whole house heated at one time. This small heater has a remote control, a timer. It works great. And if you go to staywarmnow.com, you can save up to 60% off the regular price. A great Christmas gift, birthday gift, year-round gift, guys. But let's face it, energy costs are going up. You know, it's funny. As people start coming over for the holidays, some people want the windows open. It's so cold outside. Some people are freezing. Me, I plug this thing into my bedroom, turn it on, and it heats the whole room. It's fantastic. Very inexpensive. Check it out today. Ultra Air Heater. Get yours at staywarmnow.com or use the link below. I get a kick out of certain stories when it comes to finances. And the quote term living wage. What is a living wage? It's what you need for your expenses to have them be met. Okay. This is for 50% of your expenses, which is crazy when you think about this. I don't know of anybody that can survive and live normally and pay half their bills. So they say the average income for living wage across the country is $61,362. Again, that's not enough. Here in California, it's one of the states where they say you need to make a minimum of $100,000 to pay your living wage with rent and with having well over 50% of your money going towards your bills. What does that mean, guys? Does that mean that you pay half your bills, pay all your bills, whatever? I mean, it's crazy when you think about this. And, you know, as we get into the holiday season, you get into shopping and what people are spending money on, it is nuts to think about people spending 50% of their income on rent alone. That is a big, big problem. And get away from the guy vacuuming his boat. But that's crazy. Growing up, one thing that I looked forward to were the catalogs that would get sent out. The big, thick Sears catalog, JCPenney's catalog, and even the Neiman Marcus Insanity catalog that they would send out with all the expensive, you know, items, you know, from, you know, the, you know, home car to, you know, different Christmas trees that cost $15,000 when I was a kid. Just crazy, crazy, crazy stuff like that. But Sears is a shell of what it once was. Sears just closed its last store in Washington State, and there's only four states that have Sears now, and there are, when you think about this, there are eight stores left for the entire Sears chain. I was shocked because I thought they were all done, but you've got stores in California, Florida, Massachusetts, and Texas right now. Wow, man. Sears is, you know, done. Everything else is done right now. You don't have anything that's doing basically remotely well right now. So it's a difficult time, to say the least. Tesla just had a recall of 700,000 cars because of a software glitch. So now people say, oh Dan, that's no big deal. All you do is pull over and reset it and it's a glitch. No, these people have to go into the shop for this. So 700,000 people have to get recalled. It's a lot, guys. You know, I think if you're going to buy one of these EV cars, like the go-kart, that Fiat, I mean, it's just a toy. It really, I mean, it really is. When you can think about it, if you drive correctly, you can get 150 miles out of it. Today, I've driven over 100 miles and I haven't done anything yet. So just how it is, man. I don't know how you could have a car like that and be a business person, first of all. I think it would, if somebody did destination driving like my accountant's wife that, you know, drove, you know, less than 25 miles in a day, I think that would be the way to do it. So let me know what you think about this, but man, you're going to see a lot of businesses go out of business in the first quarter. A lot of restaurants. I had a lot of stories sent to me about all these restaurants here in Southern California that have gone out of business. And again, it goes to the high cost of labor. And here, again, think about it. You know, when you sit there and think about, you know, $20 an hour, it's not enough to live here. It's just not. You can't live here on that. So let me know what you think about this and what you think about high rents and things like that. Let us all know. I'm going to finish this video with these last few stories. And the first two are from Motor Biscuit. I love that site. Okay. A lot of good car information. But Motor Biscuit, Dave, subscriber, introduced me to. And they made a list of top 10 cars that people said they would never own again. Now, I'm not going to bore you with the entire list, but it's got names on it. You'd think, oh, it's all obscure cars. No, it's got Toyotas on it, Jeeps. It's got Porsches on it, things that people say they just had a terrible experience in owning the cars, would never own them again. Now, here's something that, you know, when I was a kid, my friend's dad owned the local gas station that we would all go to. And there was a problem in the city of Tustin when I was a kid, where there was another competing gas station down the street that had tainted fuel. And it destroyed a bunch of cars, and they all warned us about this. There was no cell phones back then. You didn't page anybody. You just word of mouth. Don't go buy gas there until they get this fixed. Well, there was a gas station in Massachusetts outside of Cape Cod that people filled up at, bought premium gas, and within a day, the cars were sputtering, black smoke. It was a mess. Barnstable, which is the fueling company, admitted, yeah, you know, we accidentally put 1,000 gallons of diesel fuel into the premium pump before we caught our mistake. So think about this. People were driving around with about 10% diesel fuel. It was enough to destroy cars to where, you know, people had a lot of $2,000 damages, $3,000. The most expensive one in the story was $4,500. That's outrageous, guys. I mean, I would be furious and I would sue these people if that happened. So, you know, just, I always tell people, go to a nicer gas station. Go to the higher end places. I'm telling you, people save 50 cents here, 25 bucks there. It's not worth it. It's, you know, again, I'm not for the oil companies at all, but I'm just for your sanity and keeping your car going. Now, do you trust Dave Ramsey with his prediction? Because he is making a prediction on where mortgage interest rate will be at the end of 2025. And I'm thinking, okay, this is great. Because so many people are like, things are going to go back down to 2%. I have idiot realtors who have sold 9 houses in the history of their illustrious careers, and they couldn't manage anything. And they want you to sit there and believe that you better do it today or else. Okay, got to buy that house. Okay, when I'm telling you, the foreclosures are going through the roof right now. Why? Because they're getting turned back to the bank. Not every institutional investor is buying these. They are not selling at the foreclosure auctions. They are going back to the bank. Okay? They're going to do short sales. They're going to sue these people. There's going to be a problem with this. But Dave Ramsey is predicting interest rates for mortgages in the sixes. So get used to it. You know, they're above 7 right now for most people, but they're going to be in the sixes. He does not see it tapering down to 2 or 3%. And anytime soon or ever. So please hit the like button. Please subscribe to the car. Are you going to get the free car? You going to go get one of those? Let me know. Let us all know, because it's just too good of a deal right now. And I'm really curious as to anybody's going to hop over to Colorado and get one of those cars. Like, subscribe, email me at hello@iallegedly.com, and I'll see you real soon.